Seattle ESPN radio host who told Trump to chill over riots, suddenly wants a gun. By Warner Todd Houston on July 27, 2020. A Seattle-based ESPN radio host blasted President Donald Trump for criticizing the riots going on in America's big cities. Though, he changed his tune when the rioters came to his home. Radio host Paul Gallant took a slap at Trump for saying the waves of protesters are terrorists. Seattle mayor says, about the anarchist takeover of her city, "It is a summer of love," Trump tweeted on June 12. "These liberal Dems don't have a clue. The terrorists burn and pillage our cities, and they think it is just wonderful, even the death. Must end this Seattle takeover now." But Gallant scoffed at Trump's tweet, telling the president to chill dog because he thought the protests were peaceful. 2 weeks later, Gallant was again tweeting about the riots. But this time he was a bit less confident that the rioters were mostly peaceful. On June 25, Gallant was furious that the rioters had set fire to a Starbucks outlet that happens to operate on the ground floor of the building that also contains his Seattle apartment. Not only did Gallant rail about the wanton destruction of his neighborhood, he even claimed he is now looking to buy a gun for protection because clearly this is going to keep happening. "Enough is enough," he tweeted. "Maybe the rioters aren't so peaceful?" In another tweet, Gallant insisted that the protests have changed over the last few weeks. "I'm relatively new too," he tweeted. "Seemed harmless. Over the last few weeks there's been a lot of changes on that front that have swayed my perception. I'm supposed to stick to sports, and I hate divisive Twitter. The only reason I shared was that because it happened to me," Gallant added. "If that's hypocritical, so be it. But opinions should be able to adapt and evolve." He also good-naturedly noted that some of the taunts he's received over the chill dog slap at Trump were very funny. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.